This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. President Draupadi Murmu has highlighted that in the journey of shaping the country's economic destiny, Atmanirbharta and Swadeshi are the guiding principles. Addressing the nation on the eve of the 77th Republic Day, the President lauded India's young entrepreneurs, sportspersons, scientists and professionals for energizing the nation and making their mark globally. President Murmu noted that despite global uncertainties, India is recording sustained economic growth. She said the country is the world's fastest growing major economy and is moving towards becoming the third largest economy in the near future.
The most important decision for the economic integration of the country after independence, the implementation of GST, has established the system of one nation, one market. The recent decisions to make the GST system even more effective will further strengthen our economy. Four labor codes have been issued in the field of labor reforms. These will benefit our workers and will also accelerate the development of enterprises.
Urging everyone to work together with the spirit of nation first, President Murmu said Republic Day is an opportunity to strengthen the feeling of patriotism. She noted that India's self-reliance in defence powered the historic success of Operation Sindoor. The nation will celebrate the 77th Republic Day today. President Draupadi Murmu will lead the nation in celebrating the day from Kartavya Path in New Delhi. The Republic Day parade will commence at 10:30 a.m. and will be a unique blend of India's cultural diversity and military prowess. President of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, and President of the European Council, Antonio Luis Santos da Costa, will be the chief guests at the Republic Day parade. Meanwhile, EU Chief Ursula von der Leyen and Council President Antonio Luis Santos da Costa were accorded guard of honour and ceremonial welcome at the airport in national capital yesterday. The leaders are on a state visit to India at the invitation of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Later, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar called on the EU leadership. The government has announced 131 Padma Awards for year 2026. The awards comprises 5 Padma Vibhushan, 13 Padma Bhushan and 113 Padma Shri. Among the awardees, 19 are women and 16 honours are being conferred posthumously. The list of Padma Bhushan awardees includes playback singer Alka Yagnik, former Uttarakhand Chief Minister Bhagat Singh Koshyari, Kallipatti Ramasamy Palaniswamy from Tamil Nadu and Malayalam actor Mammootty from Kerala. Other awardees include Nori Dattatreyadu, Vijay Amritraj, SKM Melanandhan from Tamil Nadu, Shatavadhani R. Ganesh, banker Uday Kotak and Velapalli Natesan. President Draupadi Murmu has approved gallantry awards for 70 armed forces personnel, including 6 posthumous awards, on the eve of the 77th Republic Day. IAF Group Captain Shubhanshu Shukla, who made history by becoming the first Indian to visit the International Space Station, has been honoured with the Ashok Chakra, the country's highest peacetime gallantry award. Major Ashadeep Singh, Naib Subedar Doleshwar Subah Singh and Group Captain Prashant Balakrishnan Nair have been conferred Kirti Chakras. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Union Home Minister Amit Shah have congratulated all the Padma awardees for their outstanding contributions to the nation. Minister of Fisheries, Animal Husbandry and Dairying Rajiv Ranjan Singh has interacted with beneficiaries, multi-purpose artificial insemination technicians in rural India and Animal Husbandry Infrastructure Development Fund, AHIDF beneficiaries in New Delhi. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed grief over the demise of veteran journalist and renowned broadcaster Sir Mark Tully. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said Mark Tully's deep connect with India and its people was vividly reflected in his works. In cricket, India defeated New Zealand by 8 wickets in the third T20 match at ACA Stadium, Barsapara in Guwahati. Surya Kumar Yadav led men in blue, secure the series 3-0. New Zealand had set a target of 154 runs for India in the third T20 match. And that is the end of this news bulletin.